This is ACHLY and CVOX News Update.
The intention of being a walk on the coldest night of the year, in quotations, is that we experience a little bit of what it's like to be outside in the cold and then only have a small bit of food at the end. So we're trying to mimic the experiences of some of the most vulnerable in our community.
Comox Valley Transition Society and their partner organization Dawn to Dawn are warming up for their 10th annual Coldest Night of the Year fundraiser taking place on February 22nd. Heather Ney, executive director of the Transition Society, says the successes of past years have empowered them to reach even higher this year with a bold fundraising goal of $225,000.
So this is the 10th year of the Comox Valley Coldest Night of the Year. In the previous 9 years, we've raised approximately $1.2 million that have been split between Dawn to Dawn and the Comox Valley Transition Society to support those who are homeless, hungry, or hurting. And I think it's really important to note, with that incredible $1.2 million, how generous and compassionate our community is. And for those who are less fortunate and marginalized and vulnerable, the need isn't going away for housing affordability or food security or people who are hurting. So we set a huge target for ourselves this year in 2025 to raise $225,000.
The Coldest Night of the Year is a North American fundraiser and has over 200 communities participating across Canada this year. Locally, the event is an evening walk around downtown Courtney, putting participants in the shoes of community members experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. The family-friendly event has been a landmark success for the past 9 years in the Comox Valley, as the community turns out to support the two organizations, Ney says.
I think it is a testament to the Comox Valley and their generosity in that we have been in the top 20, I think, in almost every year. And last year, in 2024, we raised $190,000. And out of 180 locations across the country, we were number 10. So our little Comox Valley that could is just an outstanding fundraising machine when it comes to Coldest Night of the Year. And I can say on behalf of both EVTS and Dawn to Dawn that we are so grateful, and that all those dollars raised by our community have made a difference in the lives of people in our community.
Comox Mayor Nicole Minions has taken part every year. She shares how she got involved that first year and why she keeps coming back.
It was about 10 years ago when it was first starting, and the company I worked for at the time was one of the sponsors. So I got involved as kind of our company spokesperson, and I brought out my family because it's a very like family friendly. It's really, really inclusive as far as who can do the walk or who can volunteer there. And once I kind of saw that, I've been participating ever since. But one of the big things was I know the really great local work that the two organizations are doing, Comox Valley Transition Society and Dawn to Dawn. In my 20s, I worked or volunteered at a number of transition houses in Vancouver and then also in Port Alberni. And so just being someone who worked in that environment, I just think it's so important for us to, you know, raise funds for people that may need that house or that shelter and home in those times. So I really, really like the work that the two organizations are doing locally. So it was easy to keep participating.
Minion says that while working in shelters, she saw firsthand the diverse group of people needing access to transitional or supportive housing to get their feet back on the ground.
Any one person could find themselves in that situation, and it's just a really important piece of the puzzle with making sure we find shelter for women, families. I know that there's also men's groups and victim support services that they do, so they really do touch every area of the community. And I love that when we go out and walk here in Comox or Courtney, it's going directly to those local organizations that are really supporting local women, local families. So that's just really, really important to see that that money is kind of staying in the Comox Valley.
Minion says the support of the community is something to be proud of, with hundreds of people in the Comox Valley championing this Coldest Night of the Year walk. She reflects on 2024, when the Comox Valley raised the 10th most funds of all Canadian communities.
It just really showed how many people came together, and it really is individuals. There's lots of businesses. It's something where so many people in the community are really aware of the day of when it's happening, and you can really see it in the amount that gets raised. And I know the goal this year is $225,000. So there are large donations that are being made throughout the community, and I think that's just something we can be really proud of how much we champion it regionally here.
Nay is proud of this too, and while currently funds raised are little over $100,000, she feels confident that the community will come together to meet their goal by February 22nd.
I can hammer away on the fact that the Comox Valley is number 10 in all of the country in dollars raised last year. We're sitting at a number 17 right now, which, you know, I like to be a little competitive, so I'd like to see us higher up there, but I also know that the Comox Valley is very last minute when it comes to many things, and still confident that we'll be able to achieve our goals.
Minion says that once the funds are raised and everyone gathers to walk, the evening is a fun night of community connection, with the walk beginning and ending at the Native Sons Hall and a couple stops for hot chocolate along the way.
All in all, it's a couple of hours, but you go down, you participate, and you just run into a lot of familiar faces and people. The actual night of or evening of the walk is a really fun experience to participate in. Once you've raised the money and everyone's got their toques on, it's a real feeling of community down at the event.
Minion says this community event is a good opportunity for her children to learn values like supporting others.
I've been bringing my boys down again for 10 years, and every single year we go out as a family, and I kind of talk to them a little bit about why we're walking, why we've raised funds, and a little bit kind of in a kid-friendly way, but I try to teach them that it's really important to look in your community and see where we can kind of raise some good karma or raise the spirit of people that might need a hand up. So just trying to teach them that value a little bit. And this event is one really easy and nice way to be able to do that.
Heather Nay says that when it comes to the coldest night of the year,
locals should care, because having a home is paramount in people's mental and physical wellness, and that when people don't have a place to call home or food in their bellies, there are many negative outcomes for that. And that particularly related to women and children, if they don't have a place to restart after fleeing violence, have a reset, a place to call their own and to recover and heal from the violence that may have been inflicted and the children have witnessed, sometimes those negative things repeat themselves in generations. So it's important that children have every opportunity for well-being and a bright future. And I hope, or I know that raising these kinds of funds and providing affordability and housing, is the benefits are immeasurable.
Nicole Minions encourages anyone in the community to join in the event.
I think I would just encourage anyone who hasn't come out to the coldest night of the year but wants to, just to go check out the website and join a team. You can join Team Gomox, you can join another team, you can volunteer. But for anyone who hasn't participated, it's a really nice day and evening, and I encourage anyone to come out if you haven't been. And those who keep coming out, I say kudos to you for participating. I think we do amazing as a region.
For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.